Blog Talk Radio.
Radio, and I'm your host, Red Snapper, and this, as I hate to say it, is the last Word 60 Radio broadcast coming up this night. We are going on a hiatus, and we'll be doing that for a short time. We don't know how long, but we're going to do that. So tonight's show is going to be very special, and we have some very special guests that's coming on. And as most of you may know, I don't know those of the fans that are following, we know that the show has been running for 4 years. So now we're at a point where we had to make a decision on whether we wanted to continue to go. And right now, the way things are going and how the economy is going, we had to kind of slow it down a little bit. But it's going away for just a while, but we plan to come back, so we don't want to lose you. And what we got going on right now, we have some guests that's going to be here, and I'm going to click on them in a few minutes. But I just want to take this time to thank everyone who has been supporting Word Sexy Radio for many, many years. Like I said, the 4 years we've been here. And we just thank you for all the, you know, the support, those authors and poets that's been on the show, and everyone that's been here who felt like they could be interviewed without having to worry about going through the motions or questions that they may not know. You could be yourself on this show. So we just want to thank you for allowing us to provide a platform that you are able to feel comfortable and do that. But one thing I can say is if people want the show to return, just let us know so we can definitely work on trying to get that for you, because we don't want to be gone. We really don't. But, you know, as we know, it takes money and time to make things happen. And that's what we're trying to work on and trying to get set up here for you, because I don't want to stop doing it. I love doing Word 60. And I don't know what I'm going to do on Mondays when I'm not doing it, so it's going to be something else. So what I'm going to do this time, because I don't want to get crazy and start getting all sentimental on you, I want to go ahead and check the phone line to see who we have on the line. I'm going to start with area code 310, since you was the first one to call in. Let's start with you. State your name and where you're calling from.
Oh, hi, this is DT, Linda Gross.
Hey, how are you doing? Glad to have you on the show.
I'm so happy to be here, too.
and you made it just in time, which is glad because, like I said, we didn't know the show was going to be only coming to this point in its lifespan, but here we are. So we thank you for coming. And we're going to also see, we're going to get area code 904 on. State your name, where you're calling from.
Hey, this is Nikki Urban.
And how are you doing, Miss Urban?
I am wonderful. I'm happy to be on the show, and I'm very sad that you're not going to be on for a while.
I know, but that's how it goes sometimes. You know, what's been going on is we've been running the show, and people have been coming, and people have been asking to be on the show, and a lot of times the people would ask to come on, and then they don't show up, and, you know, that's money that's being lost, and a lot of things that's going on. You can't just have shows and try to keep it going and try to make shit happen and then people don't show up. So that's one of the reasons. But we're glad that we were able to do as much as we could. So I got another call here I'm going to add to our roster here, and then we're going to get to talking to everyone. And this area code 810. State your name and where you're calling from. If you just again don't hang up. Hello, how you doing? State your name and where you're calling from.
Hey, Red. This is Toy Honey.
Hey, Toy Honey, how you doing this evening?
I'm doing great. Well, I'm not so great, being that you're not going to be on the air for a while.
Yeah, I know, but that's the way it's got to go. And we got some, you know, it's just the way it is. You know, try to keep it running, try to keep it going, you know, and I love doing the show, but sometimes, you know, it's just got to be that way. Maybe people will petition me and maybe, you know, let us know that they really want Word Sexy around. If they do, you know, we got the chat room open. And also, if anyone wants to call in, the number is 347-215-8539. This is Word Sexy Radio. This is Grown Folks Radio, where we say what the fuck we want to. So if you didn't know this was explicit radio, you know it now. All right, so we're going to keep your mic on if you want it on. I'm going to go ahead and start doing my interviews with my guests. But, you know, you're welcome to stay, Toy Honey.
Okay, I'll be around. I'll be listening.
Okay, we'll do that. We'll come back to you. Okay, so this is what we're going to do. We're going to start with Miss Goss because you were, I guess you have the farthest out in California. Then we got you in the West Coast. Then we got Miss Nikki Urban, who is a good friend of mine, and she's on the East Coast. And we're going to keep it going, so we're going to do it like that. So let's start with you. Tell us a little bit about yourself, Miss Goss.
Thanks again for having me on the show. I'm sorry to hear that your doors are closing, but, you know, it seems like a lot of my hosts have been going through the same energy that you've been going through. So luckily it took a few weeks and they're all back on the air, and I wish all the best to you, too. And I hope, you know, better doors open for you in the near future.
Well, I appreciate you saying that, and we're going to try our best to get it back because, like I said, Word Sexy is our show. You know, we express the show, and hopefully we're not offending you, but we talk shit on this show, and you can say what the hell you want to and express yourself and all that. And I think that's why a lot of people like the show, because they can be themselves. We don't have pre-done. As you know, we don't do pre-done questions. We ask questions, and we ask you to come from the hip, and you bring it like it is, and we want you to do it that way. So, but just give us a little background. Yeah, give us a little background on you and tell us about you and what you're doing.
Absolutely. I have a new book out. The name of the book is called The Caveman Formula, and they can find it on Amazon. I interviewed over 20,000 men to write the book. So basically what it is I'm a men's advocate, and I feel that on the heels of women's lib some 40 years ago, women started out with a great premise, equal pay for equal work. And unfortunately, they were not able to solve that problem. So then they decided to hate on men because that was the easiest thing to do. They couldn't figure out how to solve the work-related problem. So now we've had a generation of, you know, decade after decade of male bashing and putting men down to where now, you know, it just seems like it's not okay to be a guy. You know, all
these
are programmed, you know, for women.
Right.
You know, the women, you know, go out of their way to put the guys down, and I'm, like, really sick and tired of it, and I'm the advocate to give men their voice back, show them how this history came about, and I want to connect men back to their original true roots, back to their caveman days, what nature had intended the two sexes to be different. One of the lies that these women from Women's Lib told were the sexes are the same. These women thought, oh, now that I can go to the workplace, now that I can put food on the table, I'm the same as you. and we've now had decades of this brainwashing that the sexes are the same. No, they're not. I mean, it's, you know, men have their strengths that they bring to the table. Women have their strengths that they bring to the table. And the respective weaknesses, the opposite sex can help make those areas better. We work better in tandem. We work better in unison. So this whole tearing the male gender down is craziness to me. So I want to put voice to that and stop it.
Well, you know, I'm glad that we got somebody that feels that way because, you know, men do get raw deals and men do put women down sometimes, and I think it's wrong. But you're right. I mean, you know, now that women are working and doing all kinds of things, they don't need us for nothing but maybe some dick, and sometimes they don't need that. I don't know what they want. You know what I'm saying? I mean, they're making their own money. I'm running into women that are just saying, you know, I just want some sex. You know, you ain't got to do nothing else. After you get me, break me off. Fuck you. I don't need to talk to you no more. You know, they're doing some of the shit that we used to do, which I guess we're getting back what we put out there. Is that what you know, I mean, that's not what you're saying, but I'm just saying, I don't know. But, since Nikki's here, we're going to ask you, what do you think about that, Nikki?
I see a lot of that, too, meaning that the women weren't able to solve a lot of problems, so they just decided to act like men. And one way to act like men is to have sex, just like men. You know,
right,
so
yeah.
Not that that works, but, you know, they're just so frustrated that nothing works for them. They're just, you know, shooting at straws, and really they're just creating more of a mess than it's worth.
Well, we definitely want the audience out there to chime in on this question, on this conversation that's going on. The number is 347-215-8539. This is Word Sex and Radio. And we want you to come in. And also in the chat room is open. Those who have the link, you can get it from, if you are on Word Sexy's website, you can get it there and you can click in. We want to hear what you got to say because this is a topic that I wish we had more time to talk about this evening. But that's an interesting book, and I'm definitely going to have to pick it up. So what do you actually cover in the book? Do you go through different stages of relationship-wise, or you just try to explain to women that they shouldn't act this way? How do you approach it?
Yeah, I approach it on lots of different levels. The first chapter starts off with how the sexes are different, and they're different because of biology and hormones and enzymes and electrical functions. You know, our bodies are wired in a different way. So it goes through and shatters all the myths that people have been brainwashed with for all these years and goes back to biology, facts, and statistics, that this is how women are wired, this is how men are wired. It's not that one sex is good or bad or indifferent. It's just that they're different. So, you know, we start with that, and then I go into different stages of relationships and what to look for. For example, you know, if a guy wants to get married, I give him a checklist. Like, how do you know she really loves you for you? And there's a checklist there that he can go through before he pops the question to make sure.
Really?
So, yeah, I'm giving men lots of tools to be really awakened and be really aware of, you know, women and their behavior. There's another chapter in there that goes through how she demeans you, and it's so subtle that men don't even know it's happening to them.
Go ahead. We're just glad to have some shit like this coming. I want to hear what the women got to say about this.
You know they ain't going to like you. But you know what? The women hate my guts, but they read my guts for a minute. Because once they pick up the book, the reason why, even though the book is written for men, the reason how the woman would benefit by reading this book is, guess what? This book is a mirror for women. It teaches all their behaviors right smack in front of their face. It's a mirror. So once you, like I say, a lot of these behaviors that women do, they're automatic and they're unconscious. They're just automatically done. They don't even realize the negative effects that they have on men by doing these things. So once you're conscious, then you can change some of these behaviors. Once you change some of the negative behaviors, guess what? You're going to attract a better guy. So all around, both sexes are going to win by reading this book.
Okay, so let me ask you, does this affect, you're saying women, when you say women, did you talk to any women about this? Or did you talk to certain races of women? Or did you talk to all types of women? How, did you get their input as well, or just men? And when you did the men, did you talk to all types of different types of men? Do you, you know, is there any differences between like a black man or a white man or different types of men?
Yeah, that's a really good question. Okay, one of the chapters, actually the primary chapter of the whole book, is it's my contention that if you do these four elements, four steps with a woman, you can win any woman, anytime, anywhere. And that doesn't matter what age she's in, what country, what race, religion, what, I mean, it doesn't matter. It cuts across all the demographics. So if
damn,
you do
it sounds
those
like
four
she's putting
things,
your shit out in the wind.
Yeah, if you do those four things, you can win her over. Now, do you want to win her over just because you want a one-night stand? Fine, have a nice day. You want to win her over because she's your forever girl? Fine, have a nice day. It works in either case. So
damn.
It's four magic bullets that you do.
Where do we get this book at? No, I'm just saying, where do we get this book at? Shit, you be putting all this information out, like Steve Harvey putting the game out, you putting it out on the women, huh?
That's right. That's right. This is Amazon.com, and it's called The Caveman Formula. It's a must-read. I have my men reading it over and over again because there's just so much information in there. It's super simple. It's not written in long terms. I get to the point. It's like, bam, bam, bam. Here's what you need to do. Here's the bottom line.
Wow.
Here's what your action step is. Go. It's written in man language. You know, women can, you know, read like 200 pages in a row, you know, like Twilight and whatever. Like, that's how women's brains work. No, men's brains don't work that way. They want it short, sweet, to the point. What do I got to do? Bam. That's how the book is written. So it's really easy to grasp. And for some men who absolutely hate to read, you can get the audio version.
Not the audio.
Yeah, you know, you can listen in the car, you can listen to the gym, you can just, you know, take it with you, do whatever you need to do. So I'm here to, like, make it easy for you.
All right. Well, Nikki, I know you're here on the line, and I know you are my buddy, my pal and everything. What do you got to say about this?
Wow. I agree that some women do tend to male bash. I do agree with that. I do see that, you know, some females do take on.
Can you speak a little closer, Nikki? We can't hardly hear you. Can you speak a little louder in the, yeah, Nikki? Did we lose
her? Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you now. There you go.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sorry. I put the mute button. I think some women are acting very masculine-like. I think your topic is very interesting. Needless to say, it's a very touchy situation, you know, for me. I would say, because like I said, you come across different types of men and females, and it's sometimes it's hard to figure out what a male will want, a female will want. So I think your point, your contention is very on point. So bravo and kudos to you for your book.
Thank you so much.
Amazing.
And I know some women are bashing, and it's not because they want to be mean and manipulative. Like I say, a lot of this stuff, they're not even conscious of what they're doing. I think a lot of the time, they're just frustrated. They just really don't know what works. So,
right.
You know, you pick up the book, and it tells you here's what works. And it's scientific. It's biological point of view. So if you know how a woman operates, if you already have that magic key, you're going to unlock the door. It's just that easy. So a lot of
wow.
it has to do with just understanding where the opposite sex is coming from.
Okay, well,
for
we're going to try
every
code.
Something as easy as when the guy comes home, he needs about, biologically speaking, he needs about 30 seconds to de-stress. Don't jump all over him with this problem this and the plumbing problem that and the kids didn't do this and... He needs his chill time, and then after the 30 minutes, it's open game. He'll happily listen to you. So, I mean, all these little nuances and tricks, they're easy to learn, they're easy to do. Once you know how to do it, you're going to have better relationships.
Okay, well, let me see if I can get another caller in. Let me see, area code 803. Let's see what you have to say. State your name, where are you calling from?
Hello?
Yes.
Hello?
Area code 803. State your name and where you calling from.
Oh, hi. My name is Faye Fairmont. And, wow. Sister, my sister, what you're going to do, you're going to wind up getting a lot of men's asses kicked reading that book.
Really? Why do you say that?
Because, for one thing, let me just clarify something. Black men... Black men and women have never dwelled in caves. We are not of the cavemen and women descent. Now, for and as far as the chemical buildup, the DNA, we are of man. They are the supreme dwellers of this earth, and we are from them. We are from their rib. And another thing about giving a brother time to unwind when he comes through the door, I don't know what you do, but because of what kind of job that my husband does, I suck his dick when he comes through the door.
That would be one exception that he'd be happy with. Good for you.
I'm the one. I run the bath water, let him take his bath. He got a hot meal. After I suck his dick, he's going to take that bath. He's going to eat. I'm going to fuck him, and then I'm going to rub his hair while he goes to sleep.
I
think you better write a book on your own, too.
Hold up, 803. How you know she ain't sucking dick and shit? Well, I mean, we don't know the poor principles. One of them might be shit on that motherfucker's face or something. We don't know. I mean,
whatever floats your boat, whatever moves your groove, if that's what you need me to do, see, I'm the kind of female that if my man is laid off work, I'll go to work, I'll come home, I'll cook, wash dishes and everything, and fuck him. You know what I'm saying? Because that's my king.
I know that's right. God damn it.
And what you
don't
do while you're out at work, another woman will do. I don't man bash because, for the simple fact, the person that you choose to be with at that point in time is a reflection of what you are and who you are at that time in your life. So when you're talking and bashing them, you're bashing yourself.
I know
that's
true.
My goodness, but he better sign on the dotted line if he hasn't already, because you're a prize. Good for you.
I know that.
He's got it
going
on.
My man is right here with me. Say hello, babe.
Hey, what's up, everybody?
God damn it, brother. Let me speak to the brother for just a second. Brother, she put it out there, so I'm going to comment on this shit. If you're getting your shit waxed while you when she gets home and everything, God damn it, you a good man. Getting your dick sucked and all that, I am proud of your ass. Whatever the fuck you're doing, you keep doing it, baby.
It's like this, you know, when you got that union, you know, everything falls in place.
Right.
Everything falls in place. The caveman days, if you want to talk about caveman days, you know, the caveman days, you know, every man took what they want. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't no respect in that era.
Right.
So, I mean,
and it wasn't a part of our culture.
Yeah, so, you know.
So now, if she seemed to know what the fuck to do with you, so that's all that works, right?
Oh, no doubt.
Okay, well, we thank y'all definitely for calling in and listening.
Yeah, no doubt.
Go ahead,
Please do not let this be the last show that you have.
You know something, we may not have to. I'm going to see how it goes as we go on the rest of the evening here. But
okay.
We thank you all for your comment, and you know, just hang on. I'm going to bring you back later on, but I'm going to keep you here, okay?
All righty.
Okay, so you heard that. Okay, now, we got another caller here I'm going to bring in, and then we're going to get into you, Nikki, because I know we got time for you. We got another hour, so we're definitely going to have time to bring you in, and anybody else that's supposed to be. It's supposed to have been four authors, but Miss Goss has this thing going on this season. She started it off, and we're going to continue it. So let me see. There's a number here, a caller who has a number that wants somebody to know what the number is. State your name and where you're calling from. See, I can't tell you who you are because you got your stuff. You came in silent, so you came in with your number not showing. So I have to say, state your name, where you're calling from. And if you don't have a question, don't hang up, please. All right. Well, they're not saying anything right now, so we'll come back to them. But I like the subject matter, and if I knew you was going to come like that, I'd have waited for you to have you in the second hour. Not saying that Nikki is not that powerful because her shit's off the chain, too, but. You know, I always like to take it on the end note where everybody can really talk shit. But we're going to come back to you, okay? We're going to come back to you. So this is what we're going to do right now. Nikki, what's going on?
Wow, I'm just saying, listen to this conversation. I'm just sitting here like, oh, MG, like, really?
It's here. Homegirl came out, and I'm glad, you know. And this is what we're going to do. We're going to give you a chance to introduce yourself and tell us what's going on with you, Nikki, because a lot of people know who you are, but we still want to, you know, you being one of the princesses. Are you the queen now? I don't know, of urban fiction. Let's talk about it.
No, I'm not the queen. I'm a self-proclaimed princess.
Okay, well, let's talk about it.
My name is Nikki Urban. I am an author and a publisher. I currently have three titles under my belt. The first one is Jade's Diary. My next one was Damaged Goods. And my latest one is Contagious. Just came out maybe about 4 to 5 months ago. I currently have five authors under my company with me. Their book came out late last year as well. So check out for them as well, my team, Author Wave, Author Spade, and Author Face. We will also be having Unique James coming to the stage later on this year, early in 2013, early 2014. And I just been writing, doing my grind, and trying to make this money.
I know that's right. So how are things going, though?
Everything is going well. I can't complain. I mean, I was blessed to do something that I love. I love my readers. I love my fans. You know, it gives me pleasure and great joy when someone says that they like my work or they like one of my author's works that work for me under my company. So, I mean, it's very, very fulfilling to me. So I'm very blessed and I'm very happy. Everything are going, you know, they're going as well as can be said.
Okay. So that's good to hear that book sales are going well and everything is working out. And, you know, we're always glad to have you come on the show and tell us what's going on. So did you go to the festival up in New York? What's it called? The Harlem?
No, I don't usually go to that because it's the same weekend as my wedding anniversary. So I tend not to go to that, but maybe next year I might think about going. But I usually don't go because it's the same weekend as my wedding anniversary.
Right, understood.
And me personally, I don't
want to
be around a whole lot of people, you know, saying,
why
my anniversary time?
Well, I hear you. I know you're trying to do like old girl said, suck your man's dick. I'm sorry, I put you out there. Damn. Anyway,
yes.
You're trying to get his shit waxed and sucked, and that's what y'all do.
Exactly.
I know everybody's really probably glad this show isn't going to be this my last show. But anyway, you know, because I know I'm a vulgar person. I know I like that. But a lot of people like the show because of this explicitness that we do here. So hopefully I'm not offending anyone. And if anybody has any questions, the number is 347-215-8539. It's Word Sexy Radio, Grown Folks Radio. And we have our guests here. We got Miss Goss here. We got, let's see, Linda Goss. We have Nikki Urban. And we're supposed to have two other authors coming. I'm not sure if they're still going to come or not. And if they are here, please let me know so that I can get you in. Because we want to get you a chance on this last Word Sexy Radio show for now. I'm saying temporarily. I don't know. If I get enough people that want to support and want to come on the show and say they're going to come, then maybe we'll keep it going. A lot of times when people say they're coming, they sign up to come, and then they don't show up. So we're going to have to work on that, and that's one of the reasons why we had to break the show down. Plus, my co-hosts, both of them are now doing other things in their careers that they are moving on. And, you know, I started the show 4 years ago by myself, and I don't want to, you know, keep going alone, and I really don't want to replace them because they're a great co-host. So I will see what I'm going to do. But as of now, the show is scheduled to not air anymore until further notice. But we'll find out, and if enough people ask or show us that they really want us back, then maybe we'll bring it back.
Yes, I hope so.
Yeah. Okay. There was a question in the chat room I'm going to answer real quick. But, Nikki, so what else is going on with you? Because I don't want that to be the end of your talk already, because we're going to bring Linda back, and we're going to have her bring her maybe some examples of what's in her book without telling it, because we want people to go out and get the book, and we want people to go and get yours as well. So kind of tell us a little bit about what's going on with your lady.
Well, okay. All of my books, they tend to center around a strong black female, and she's usually out for revenge. And then you mix some drama in that, you know, some love triangles with some male-female relationship drama going on, and you get a gumbo of just drama and suspense and mystery all combined in one. So a lot of my books are they're urban-based, but they are very suspenseful. They are very on the edge of your seat, but not boring. And actually, you will enjoy yourself reading the book and want to read it over and over again.
All right. Well, you know, we're always glad to grace your books because, you know, you do such a great job in the books. And I'm going to have to see if we, as soon as we do find what the word is going to be for the show, we're definitely going to, you know, get your authors on, because that was one of the goals for the year, was to try to get your authors on the show so they can interview and give them an opportunity to talk about their books. So we're
definitely going to
try to get that done. But like I said, right now, we don't know when that's going to be. So as soon as I find that, I'll tell you. But
just let me know. Like I said, I'm always here for you. You know, let me know. I'll be more than happy to come on the show anytime you need me to come on. You know, you've been more than a help to me than you ever could know, you know. So just let me know if I can help in any way.
All right, not a problem. And we thank you for coming on. So tell people how they can get your books.
Okay, you can get them off my website, diamondstoneproductions.net. You can also get them from Barnes & Noble and also from Nook as well.
All right, so you stick around.
Barnes & Noble and Kindle, I'm sorry.
That's right. So do you have to go right now, or are you going to stick around? Because we're going to get some more meaty subject here going with Miss Goss here. We're going to bring her back here in just a second because she started something, and we're going to see what's going on. People in the chat room is asking, who was that person that was talking to Booger? Of course, that was one of the guests, not me. For the first time, I mean, I was talking shit. But, you know, they wanted to know who the lady was, and they loved it. So I think I'm not going to say they loved it. But anyway, that's what we do here on the show. That's Word Sexy Radio.
Oh, okay.
So stick around if you want. We want to keep you in. And there's some other callers that are here I'm going to check with. Like I said, there's a silent number that's here. I'm trying to see if they have anything they want to say. It's all ones that shows up on my switchboard, so I can't say who you are. But if you have a comment, your mic is on. Okay, they do not. So don't hang up. And we're going to also go back to Miss. Let me see. Is this Toy Honey? What's going on, Toy Honey? What did you got to say about what you just heard?
Hello.
Hello. How are you doing? What you got to say about what you just heard?
Wow. Actually, I want to say something about the author who said she had the book about that was for men.
Right.
Wow, everything I heard blew me away, but I do have this one thing to say. And
right.
I think a lot of women who try to be men need to know this. Men are the hunters, and women are the gatherers.
Say that again.
I talk a lot about those types of issues in my book, like where it all stems from.
And it doesn't mean that all the caveman traits are good traits or what have you. Of course, we've evolved to a little bit of a degree, but there are some things that have not evolved, and that has to do with our biology. Like, you know, of course, nature intended it for men to be bigger, badder, stronger, faster, generally speaking, for a reason. So that's because back in the day they were hunters. So the modern day version of a hunter for a guy is going to work. So that's why, in general, men have an easier time at work than do women. That's why they started this women's lib to, like, create equal pay for equal work. And they felt that, oh, just because I'm a woman, you shouldn't put my salary lower than what the guy's salary is. And on the surface,
okay,
that sounds like a decent statement, but it doesn't work that way. So,
well, I got a question
for
you. Let me ask you this. Not trying to cut you off, but let me ask you this. What is your background or your ethnic background? And the reason why I'm asking that is not to put you in a spot, but it's just that because a lot of people, of course, are going to look at this. When you talk to the subject of men, especially when you come, just like the lady who was speaking to you earlier, when you come at women of African American descent or whatever, of different types of descent, what is your background, and how do you know how that works with all men? That's the kind of question that I was asking. So can you?
I have a degree from UCLA in psychology. So I know how to study this area, you know, this field, obviously.
Right.
My ethnic background is I'm Caucasian. My parents were of Middle Eastern / European descent.
Right.
And with regard to your earlier question from before, I interviewed 20,000 men. Now, I had a website that was a men's only website, and I used to get complaints from women all the time, like, why can't the women come on? Why can't the women come on? And I said, you guys will get your turn, but you're not coming on right now. And the reason why I initially did not have the women come on is because for a great part, women don't know how to speak straight. What that means is men are very direct. If they tell you something, they mean it, and they're telling it to you in as few words as possible. They're direct and they're straight. Women, on the other hand, will say, I want my guy to do X, and meanwhile the poor guy's chasing his tail trying to do the X, and really it's not X that's going to work at all, it's Y. Because women are not for some stupid reason, they decided that speaking straight is confrontation, and confrontation for women must be avoided at all costs. They don't
see it
as conversation. It's not really confrontation,
right.
It's conversation. So that's why initially I didn't let the women come on board, because I knew they would stir up the pot and start talking about stuff that had no relevance whatsoever to what the guys were asking.
Okay, so does this work for everybody? Because it seems to me that... What was your percentage on how you did it? You said you did 20,000 men. What was the percentage base of the types of men that you spoke with?
I would say my primary demographic is between 18 and 30 males. My secondary graphic is between 30 and 50 males.
Okay,
and
I guess all types.
I mean, all racial types. All age groups
from whatever country.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, it wasn't just, I'm just going to pick white guys. I mean,
I wanted it to be representative
of the whole male population. So
I think
most of the time when there's university studies that are done, most of the time the sample population is like 1,000. So the fact that I did 20,000 is kind of overkill, but, you know, I wanted to get to such a big number that my results are replicatable and that they're tried and true. And I have found that to be the case.
Okay. All right, well, we got another caller. We got a 773 area code. State your name and where you're calling from.
What the hell you mean you cutting down words, sexy radio? What's wrong with you?
Well, you know... it's got to happen because I can't get the support that I need, and it's going on like that. So But since you're here, this is the last show, and I hate it to be the last show, and it may not be. But check this out.
No, that's
the
not
subject
what
tonight.
Said. You said you. It's not
on
the
a
last
hiatus.
Show.
It's not okay.
Okay,
well, check
well,
this
we,
out.
We're gonna say that.
We're going to talk about that when we get close to the end of the show. But right now, this is the last show. But as we go forth, the subject tonight, Cotton, I'm so glad you're here because we have Miss Linda Goss who has wrote a book about male bashing, and she wants to, well, I'm going to let her explain it again. If you don't mind, Linda, tell Miss Cotton, because she's a co-host of the show, tell us a little bit about your book one more time so we can get a real understanding that you are against male bashing and you want this book to help men understand women.
That's exactly what it is. Exactly. And I want to help women understand women because, like I say, a lot of their behaviors, they do it so automatically that they're not even conscious. They're not even aware how the woman's behavior affects the man. So once you're aware, you can change it to the good. You can keep doing all the stuff that actually works, like the caller from earlier, and then get rid of the stuff that doesn't work, that's going to cause tension and stress in your relationship.
Cotton, the caller from earlier said that her remedy is to take care of her man. I should have her come back on and tell you how she want to do it. Matter of fact, opening her mic. 803 area code. Tell them how you take care of your man, goddammit.
Right. So the main crux of the book, in addition to understanding the two sexes, the main crux of the book is for men to learn these four secret tools to win over any woman.
Okay. So how you take care of your man, area code 803?
Is that Arthur Cotton Campbell?
She's on here, that is right.
Yes, it
hey,
is.
Hey, Miss Cotton, this is Pheromones.
Oh, hey, little lady. How are you?
I'm doing fine. How are you, sexy?
I am good. I'm, you know, feeling just like you said, sexy.
That's right. You know, that's the only way to be. What I was telling her is that, you know how Soul and I are.
Yes.
I suck his dick when he needs to relieve some stress, when he comes in from work. And it's like this. If he needs to meditate, he can meditate while I'm sucking his dick, you know?
Ain't that a motherfucking bitch? I love it.
You do two things at the same
time. And there
time.
You have it.
Yeah, he can walk and chew gum, honey. He's a man of a jack of all trades.
This is the reason why we're on Sexy Radio. And that's why we need to try to stay on the air. But see, I need people to support the show. And when they say they're coming on the show, they need to do that. I can't stay on when I can't get that kind of support. So,
well, you know,
we're gonna
talk about that, Red. We're gonna talk about that later because we're gonna come up with some ideas to get people to come on your show. That's what we need
plus,
to do. To brainstorm.
Plus, my co-hosts are gone now. I don't have them anymore. And you know, I just got word yesterday from DV Hint that he would not be able to do the show anymore because of his schedule. So. You know, it was a lot of things that made me come up with the decision that I did. But let's get back. We're going to talk about that, Cotton. Let's get back to the subject at hand because our professor here has given us a lot on her remedy on how men can understand women and women understand men and to not be male bashed in the process.
The thing is, we are not built up to understand the other sex because I am not a man. I do not know how a man thinks. I don't even want that burden of knowing how a man thinks. And I guarantee you he don't want to know how I think.
And guess what?
But,
back to think like a man, think so good. That right there lets us know that we don't want Steve Harvey to tell a woman how to think like a man. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, and that's just totally ridiculous. We are from different cultural backgrounds, for one thing. And the way I handle my man is not the same way that you would handle yours. And by you sitting up here telling these men, I don't know how many black men you interviewed before you did this, but, honey, you're barking up the wrong tree when it comes to telling these black men some of the things that you're telling them because I'm a black woman and you are a white woman, and we come from two totally different backgrounds, and we deal with two totally different beings as far as men are concerned.
Yeah, and that's what I was trying to ask.
I respectfully disagree with you because our biology is the same. The hormones are the same. What's under our skin color is the same. So I respectfully disagree. I'm not asking you to think like a man. I'm going to compliment you to say that you are a very feminine woman. And if the person is a feminine woman, they don't need to be bothering about what the guy is doing. But today's women, especially today's American women, they're so masculinized. They're so trying to be a guy because they're jealous of men or who knows what, that's when the lines get all blurred and fuzzy and both sexes are at odds with each other. So, 803, I'm going to give you a compliment because you are in your feminine state of being. And because of that, you're doing the right thing.
I will agree with her on one part, and that's the aspect of that. Some women these days are trying so hard to be more hard and more masculine, more I am independent and I am this and I am that. And then, on the other hand, you turn around and you say, well, I need you to buy me a drink or can you pay my bill but I thought you was an independent woman, so you don't need this man over here who's strong and he's that. So at some point you have to say, stop confusing these men, ladies, with the I'm a strong woman, I don't need a man bull crap, because technically you do need a man, because that's why God created man and woman. There's no way that you can say that God created a woman and he said, oh, well, she doesn't need a man, I'm not even going to make one for her. No, that's not the way that
is. Let me say this real quick, and then I'm going to let Ms. Goss come back. Let me say this. I don't think that, and I'm trying to be neutral here. I don't think that she's trying to say that she has the full answer to everything. But I think what she's saying is, and this is what I'm getting, you can tell me if I'm wrong, that if you take some of these attributes that she is showing you, that it will help you. I don't think it is race-based. I think that I know it is that you can't do certain things with certain men because of the background. But I think she's right in the aspect that if you do certain things with a man, he's going, you know, as far as what she's trying to explain, that it may work. Now, I don't know those points because I have not read the book, and I would like to do that. I would like to see where she's coming from. And I don't want to make it racial. I don't want to make this racial. I want to make this where we're talking men and women, okay? So
it's not. Just like there are good black men, there are good white men, there are good Asian men, there are good Mexican men, and there are good black men. There are bad black men and bad Asian men and black, you know, and go on. You get the picture.
Of course.
But
who is that has a question?
That's Nikki Urban.
Okay,
so,
Nikki, go ahead, baby.
So this is my question. So how do you feel about gay women who portray themselves to be men in a relationship? So how does your book apply to them?
Good question.
Well.
Yeah.
I do have gay men who buy my book, and I actually, this happened hundreds and hundreds of times, and I said, well, why are you here? Because I originally wrote it, you know, from a heterosexual point of view, and they said, no, your book works absolutely fine. We tried your four principles, and it works absolutely fine for gay males. I don't have enough research to answer your question on whether or not it would help gay females. But
so how does it work on gay men?
The chapter in the book addresses the four principles to win over women, if that partner uses those principles, you know, your partner is a woman, so it's going to work.
Oh, my God.
So you're telling me two men, one playing the role of a woman and the other playing the role of the man that he wants to be with this other man, he can use those same principles, and because this guy is acting out the part of a woman, it's going to work on him?
I interviewed hundreds of men who fell in that category, who were gay males. I'm like, why are you here? You know, why are you on my blog site? Why are you on the chats and whatever? And they said, oh, no, your principles work just fine. And this was a response from hundreds of gay men So work for them. So in answer to your caller today, if her partner is a female and she's trying to win over a female partner, it should also work.
Before you say your question, let me put this out there. This is getting hot. The number is 347-215-8539. This is Word Sexy Radio. And if y'all want us to stay on, y'all need to let us know. Y'all need to inbox me and let me know what's going on so we can see what we need to do to keep this show going. This is the kind of stuff we like to do. Go ahead with your question, brother.
All right, yeah, this is Soul Williams. I have a question. I understand the concept of your book, and it goes back to a further era than what we see and what we know. What we learn in our lifetime, we never can experience the past, for one. And what I'm understanding from what I'm hearing, this is stuff that I learned in psychology. And basically, what you stating on it is falling under that profile of psychology. You say you was a professor.
Yes, I have my degree in psychology from UCLA.
Oh, okay. Okay. So you pretty much you understand
the concept. So I combined the academics and the biology and all that stuff with real life. I mean, the real life experiment is to interview 20,000 of today's men, and I asked them, what are your fears? What are your problems? What are your roadblocks? What's not working with women for you? What's not working with sex? What's not working? I mean, I asked, thousands of questions of all these guys. So I combined what the textbooks say combined with what's going on the street with men today.
Well, see, what I learned in psychology, too, is that you can't combine anything with the live concept of man or woman's thoughts. Because nobody is built the same. Nobody thinks the same way. Nobody acts the same way. Nobody walks the same way. So you got different concepts you're trying to ball up into one. And that style that you stating it is gonna cause more confusion.
Well, let me ask this before you answer that. Okay.
I give her credit.
My readers have not found that to be the case. And, I've had many, many men who have said, all women are different, just like what you're saying right now, to paraphrase what you're saying. Women are different, women are complicated, women are hard to read, they're hard to understand. Who the heck do you think you are, that one size fits all? Like, how can these four principles affect every woman? And I'm like, okay, don't take my word for it. Go try it and come back.
I have thousands
and thousands of letters who were naysayers, who did not believe, and they went out and tried it. They would write me back in a couple of weeks, and they say, oh, my God, this works like, I'm like a genie. I'm like Aladdin. This is like a miracle. Like, how did you figure all this out? It works.
Yeah, that's what I was
going to
ask.
Well.
Why 20,000 men? Why not 10,000? What gave the magic number of 20,000?
You know what? Like I was saying, usually university studies are 1,000. Let's say the sample size is 1,000. So anyway, I started off, interviewing like 500. And on a specific question, I got 500 responses that came back the same exact way. I said, oh, that's cool. And then I kept going, and then I got 1,000 responses the same way on the same question. I'm like, wow, this is like more than cool. This is like, it can't be a coincidence that all 1,000 responses are coming back the same way. And inclusive of those 1,000 responses and the 20,000 men, I interviewed thousands and thousands of black men, too. So please don't call this a race thing, because it's not.
I wasn't saying it was a race thing. I wasn't saying
anyway,
it was a race thing. But with all those men you're interviewing, honey, when you got time for your man?
When did I have time for my man? Well, at the time of the research, I was single. I'm not single now, but at the time of the research, it took me 18 months to go through all those interviews. And at the tail end of that, I did get hooked up.
Did you find your man with one of those guys you interviewed?
I actually found two terrific men during the research time, but I did not end up being with two of those guys. And shortly thereafter,
so you got more than one man now,
I'm with currently. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay, because you say you guys, I'm like, you pimping it, pimping baby.
Yeah. So anyway, back to the numbers. I interviewed 1,000. I got 1,000 of the same responses. And then by the time I hit the number 5,000 of the same answers with regard to the same question, I'm like, this is no coincidence. I have to write a book about this because it's no coincidence. It's crossing race, color, creed, religion, what country they're from, what their heritage is. It's crossing all those lines.
When you did this originally, you wasn't doing it just to write the book. You were doing this as a survey or interview or just a study, and then you decided to write the book to tell people about it after the fact. Okay.
Yeah, the results came first, and then I wrote the book. After I got to about the 1,000 mark, I thought, holy crap, this is no coincidence. I have to write about this.
Okay, but I'm just trying to figure out made you go from past 1,000 to the 20. And then we're going to let the other questions, because I know there's other questions.
Well, because it was, Red, it was just so exciting. It was just, I couldn't sleep at night.
Was you getting wet and shit? Was it like kryptonite?
Oh, damn.
All these motherfuckers,
I mean, it was just so exciting, and it was like I found the Holy Grail. It was like, oh, my God, I found, like, you know, one of the big secrets to life. And so because of that, I kept going.
What's the name of your book again? I'm sorry. What is it called?
Caveman Formula. The Caveman Formula, and you can get it on Amazon.com. If you want to find out more about me and my events and my upcoming events and all that stuff, you can go to themensadvocate.com. That's themensadvocate.com.
Okay, you can put it out on here, too. You don't have to just go to the website. You can put that out now. Just tell people where you're at. You just told them the website. Is this the only book that you have out right now? Are you doing any other studies that's going toward this to take this further? Or do you think you have it all right now? Have you been doing any seminars or anything like that?
I also do one-on-one consulting, one-on-one coaching. And compared to psychology, where, you know, sometimes people go into therapy for years and years and years and they still don't get their problem solved, I have a different approach with that. In my system, most problems, even if they're lifelong problems, and I'm not talking just to the men, it could be a woman, it could be on business, it could be on something that has nothing to do with relationships, most problems are solved. I solve them in 4 sessions or less. And if they want information about that, they can go to my website under the consulting area and then send me an email from that area, and I'll be happy to look into what their situation is and help them out further. So
what do you do? You coach them on, do you go into the sexual aspect of it as well, or you just tell them what they got to do and then they got
to
figure it out on their own?
Are
you having sessions with them, like showing them?
People come to me and they have sexual issues.
Right, that's what I'm saying. Are you telling them what to do?
People come to me, they have sexual issues. People come to me, they have business issues. People come to me, they want to start a business and be an entrepreneur. So if people have family issues with their mother, with their dad, with their, you know, family members, what have you.
Yeah, but I'm more concerned about the sexual aspect of with this book that you have.
Yes.
Are people coming to you asking you, okay, I don't know how to eat this pussy, so can you show me what I need to do? Are they asking shit like that, or what are they doing?
That's not in this particular book. There is one chapter in this book that does address sex. But the detailed version, in the near future, I will write the Caveman Formula, the sex edition.
That's what I was trying to find out.
Book.
It's there
an upcoming
you
book,
go.
And stuff like that will be in that book.
So how does your man feel? Does your man feel like you got him in that aspect? Does he know about this?
Of course he knows about it. In fact, my man is my editor. He's my biggest cheerleader. So, yeah.
Okay.
No, of course he knows
about it. What does he think about
I'm sorry?
Yeah, I'm just asking, what does he think about it? I know he's your editor and all that, so.
He loves it. He loves it because I let him be the man, and I step into my female role. And my feeling took me a long time to learn this, but You know, I'm, as you might be able to tell, I'm a very aggressive woman, and I'm like that in business, and
no,
it took me a long time to learn this aspect, but the secret to all of that is it's fine to be male-like during the day, but at 6 p.m. you got to turn it off and go into your feminine role. And that's what makes
okay.
the relationship work.
All right.
Meaning
now,
that you can't
come
home.
Here.
You know,
there's
meaning that you
can't
come home. No guy wants to, like, you know, make out with another dick. So you have to get into your feminine role after 6 p.m.
Okay, so women, what do you think about this? You just
technically,
said, what
technically,
about this role playing? I'll say,
technically, a woman should always be in her feminine role, period, because you're dealing with men all day long. You're going to bump into one, you're going to meet one, you're going to see one. It should start not from 20, it should start from 5 when your mother is teaching you at home how to cook, how to bake, how to take care of a household, how to go out and work, blah, blah, blah. It doesn't mean that you are no longer a strong woman because you let him be the head. It just means that you're working with him instead of against him, which doesn't make his job harder or it doesn't make your job harder. You're in your role and he's in his all the time. Not T.D. Jakes said it best. A woman should be a wife all the time before she meets a husband, not waiting till you meet a husband to be that wife. You should be that wife all the time, which means just like a hooker
Correct.
Is a hooker all the time.
To your man.
You
to
are
your
wife
man. Correct.
All the time.
I agree.
No, not to your man. Before you are a wife, you are a wife before you meet your husband so that he can look at you to be his wife, not after.
I agree with you, my dear, and you're we're saying the same thing. Your answer is to your man, which I agree. I'm just saying that women are in the workplace now, and some women have to take on, you know, a leader type role or an aggressor type role in the workplace. This is not your man.
But you have to be a leader at home.
You're
a leader at home. So if you're
a
leader, right, if you're a leader at home, then you're going to be a leader at work. If you're a leader at work, then you're a leader at home. But at any rate, your husband, it takes over that. Your husband is the head of your household, period, no matter if you're at work or he's at work. So it doesn't matter. My point is that as I wanted to earlier before I got disconnected or cut off.
Who cut you off?
You guys did. Before to say that you did this study and everybody had the same response. I remember when I wrote a book or before I wrote a book, the same response that I was getting from men all the time, and I still get it. I don't even have to ask a question, is they whine all the time. My wife ain't doing good. My wife ain't this. My girlfriend ain't doing what she's supposed to. So you keep hearing the same response from from different men from different parts of the world saying the same thing. It's because it's in their nature to throw out bullshit all the time because they need to get what they want from a woman regardless.
She's saying that we be bullshit?
No, she's saying that
when she was saying that she was getting the same response from these different men, of course you're going to get the same response from because that's what men do. That's what they do.
I disagree with
in
you. Maybe
nature.
They really were not
it's
getting
in,
their needs
in their nature.
You know what?
But that's what they utilize because they're dealing with a woman. That's what they use to get the sympathy from a woman, so they can get what they want from whatever woman they need to get it from.
I'm only speaking on the part
where you said that they wrote you these letters and you got the same response. Of course you would get the same response because you're dealing with men. The base of men is all the same. They're different shades. There are some that are gentlemen. There are some that are not. But when they want this, when they want to play the sympathy card, they play it hard. Married
okay,
or not,
saying,
they play the same
regard,
card.
In that regard, we are saying two different things. The viewpoint that I took the book from is what are men having difficulty with their relationships with their women? What are the men not, you know, why aren't they confident? Why aren't they winning over the women? Why are they having problems? Why is she losing his number? Why is she not calling him back? Why is he getting stood up on a date? You know, all these sorts
sympathy,
of things. So I'm
sympathy,
writing it from the
sympathy,
men's
sympathy,
point of
sympathy,
view, not the, women, not the women bashing
sympathy,
point of view.
Sympathy, 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 sympathy. I need the sympathy. Because number one, A, God made man the head. So if you're the head, then you're first. Your first person that you need to go to is God. So when you go to God first, he's going to what? Bring you the right woman so you don't have to worry about being turned down. So you don't have to worry about why she didn't call me back. So you ain't got to worry about why she wouldn't give me none. So you ain't got to worry about why she don't want to be my wife because she ain't the one. That's the bottom line. There's no other answer unless there's no other answer except that that's not the one meant for you because that's not the one God intended for you. So don't worry about that one who turned you down. Don't worry about that one who's not giving you any affection. Move on. Sometimes God is trying to tear apart what you're trying to keep together. It's not meant for that all the time. But you have to look at it that way. Instead of whining and crying and complaining, move on, make it better, and keep moving. It's not
wait,
your
wait,
time
wait.
Sometimes. And people don't
hey,
get it that way, period.
Okay, okay, okay. Before
Cotton,
we go any further,
it's the numbers
listen.
And the DNA.
Can
you
I
know?
Can I speak for just a second? Okay,
sure.
I'm going to let you continue. But what I want to do is I want DV Hint to call in because I see he's in the chat room. You need to call in, all right? Okay, now, let's get a handle on what we're talking about here. Okay, we understand that everybody has different opinions on what they think as far as how men whine, and men do whine because I'm a man. I know the motherfuckers whine, okay? And they do use that as a ploy sometimes, but that's mm-hmm. why I was asking when you used the number of people that you used to do this survey, you know, and you were saying you were getting amazed by how many people were saying the same thing.
Right.
So how did you just figure that that was the right answer because they were saying the same thing?
Because after 1,000 of the same answer, it's not a coincidence. That men really do have an issue with whatever that topic was.
So why didn't you stop after 1,000?
I could have, but I kept going because it was fun, and I wanted to make the sample size be larger than 1,000 so it couldn't be picked apart.
Oh, okay.
You know, 20,000 is something that you can't really deny 20,000. So if the reader picks up my book and uses the four principles, it's going to work. And I say this with certainty. And the reason
okay,
why
so.
I have certainty is because thousands of men have written me back, and they have been haters, and they have been naysayers and non-believers and whatever else. I'm like, I don't care. Just try it for 2 weeks. Call me back or write me back in 2 weeks. Let me know how it went. And they all come back with positive news. So I know it works. So, yeah, I could have popped 5,000. I could have popped it 7,000.
I know what works better.
The number's
what
not
works
important.
Better, Cotton?
I know what works better. If you pick up your Bible and read it and follow the instructions that God gave you, it works much better. But nobody
yeah.
thinks about that. Nobody's doing that because what you're doing is and no, and I'm not trying to disrespect you in any way. Believe me that I'm not. I understand that this is your work and this is what you do. But everybody wants to pick up a Steve Harvey or a book like what he wrote or a different kind of or Oprah book or another book or another book. I'm sorry, but God made the laws first. He already gave you instructions first. He already told you what you need to do first. So why is it that this woman's book is more important than that Bible that you should have picked up and you should have followed the instructions in that? So you would need to pick up a book like hers to try to figure out what you're doing wrong.
Exactly. Asking
I'm just giving the reader a tool. The Bible is a tool, my book is a tool, and there's probably 10,000 other ways.
The Bible is not a tool.
That,
the Bible is
can,
the law.
The Bible
okay.
is the basic
in your
okay,
opinion.
Right,
Cotton.
The Bible is a law.
Don't try to switch me, because I listen to everybody. I didn't say
okay,
nothing. So when my turn came,
principles.
I expected everybody to do the same thing.
Amen. The Bible
nobody was holding back on you. I don't know why you keep saying that.
Yeah,
nobody was preventing
were.
You from
were.
Talking.
You were.
And
you
the thing is, like Cotton was saying,
I'm not saying
if you,
you
go out and you get a
person of using another avenue, I'm
just because
saying
they look good
that
to
my
you.
Book works. And for those people who are faith-based, in fact, I have a lot of pastors using my book. And one of the four principles that I lay out has to do with character and integrity. So that will make the people who are faith-based very interested. But anyway, I'm here to tell you that a lot of pastors use my book.
And I bet you they're by themselves. They got a new or got another first lady or something. Because I just can't see that. A pastor
using
a how-to book to get a wife when he already knows what he's looking for.
Because the principles that I teach are very parallel. They're in unison with what you're reading in the Bible. It's not saying something opposite. It's in unison.
Girl, what I did was find me somebody just as fucked up as I was, and I told them, come on.
Oh, God. All right. So, Rhett, just to be clear, I'm not saying buy my book to the exclusion of anything else. I mean, it's the reader's own discretion to use whatever avenue works. I'm just saying that people who read and do my principles, it works. Am I saying this is the only way? No, I'm not saying it's the only way. There's lots of ways to solve the problem. I'm just saying I'm offering you a possible solution that does work.
Well, what I'd like to know is what makes your book so different than Steve Harvey's book? Only different is that you wrote for men. Steve Harvey wrote for women. Steve Harvey's book broke up a lot of relationships. And
it damaged his own.
I'm just being real. And it damaged a lot of women because of following his concept. He even said it himself. He even mentioned himself. He wished he didn't write the book because a lot of hatred came at him because women started following what he was saying. When you write
and there's
a book
also
like
another
that,
book out there called Why Do I Have to Think Like a
that
Man?
Was
that was written by another woman.
Right, that is
yeah,
right, that's just stupid.
When you
that's
write
stupid.
Books like that, you asking people to believe in what you do. It's a type of psychology, but it's also a type of
right.
brainwashing psychology.
Right, exactly.
Well, yeah, here's what's
well,
he called himself trying to view a game.
I can't speak fully
okay,
to
look,
Harvey's book.
Listen,
I know the general principle of Harvey's book. But I'm not asking the reader to think like a man. I'm not asking the reader to think like a woman. I'm just telling you, here's what it is. Here's how men think, and here's how women think. It's up to the reader to draw their own conclusion and to apply what they know or not.
Absolutely.
Not
and that's the same
I'm
thing.
Not
with, and
I'm
because
not
I am
the
I am
with
man. Both of those books are.
Now.
Listen to me. I am running the show here, okay? Let me say this. There's problems with all this stuff, okay? And like you said, there's nothing wrong with you writing and with your beliefs out there, but just believe that it's what you think. Just like the Steve Harvey book is what everybody else thinks, right? You know, people have to make up their mind, just like Cotton suggested the Bible, which everybody should be reading too. You know, I mean, everybody's going to take what they want to do, and they're going to say whatever they think is the right way to make it work, but really there is no right way, because if it was, we wouldn't have this situation in the first place. So I'm just going to say that. Because we need to stop going back and forth.
There is a right way.
Whatever,
it's each individual person's right way. It's your whatever you want
to
do.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to say.
How you're dealing with that's the right way. That's the right way.
That
it's
is
each individual
that is what
person's
I'm trying to
right
say,
way.
Cotton. That's what I'm trying
that
to say.
That is not what you said, Red.
Okay. What's wrong with you tonight, Cotton? Anyway,
feisty.
You're icy. Why are you icy tonight?
I said feisty, honey, feisty.
Well, why are you feisty? Why are you feisty? What's going on?
I'm talking about Cotton.
Anyway.
I love her.
Oh, okay. Well, like I said, we just wanted to bring the ideal out and see what was going on with it, and I'm glad that it brought all the conversation that we have, and we still want other people, if they got any questions or anything they want to say, to call in. The number is 347-215-8539.
Word Sexy Radio. And if you want to, the chat room is open as well. You can bring your questions there. I just want, you know, to make sure that everybody puts out. And we know Steve Lobby's book did a lot of stuff. But like I said, there's another book that's out that was a counter to him that was already out there. And it was written by Shanae Hall. The name of that book is Why Do I Have to Think Like a Man? How to Think Like a Lady and Still Get the Man. So there's all types of books out there that people putting out there saying on what they should do, okay, or how they should get the man or woman or whatever the fuck. You know, it's out there. And, you know, people are going to choose what they want to do. You know, and I don't think that you're trying to say that yours is the right way. You're just saying that your idea has worked with some people. That's what
Correct.
You're saying, right?
Correct.
Okay.
I'm not standing on a soapbox saying mine's the only way or the right way. I'm just saying that's up to the reader to make their own choice. That
right.
you can use some of the skills and techniques that I write about in my book, and if they fit for you, fine. If not, then move on.
Right. And you said that you had some positive results, right? People have called in with positive results.
I have thousands of letters. Some of those letters, the testimonials, are on my website if they want to read a little bit further. But, yes, they're on there.
I know you have a lot of them because you interviewed 20,000 people.
I'm sorry, say it again.
I said I know you have a lot of them because you interviewed 20,000 people, so...
If I sucked, nobody would be writing in. They would write me hate mail, right? They would
say I tried your stuff,
but it doesn't work.
I didn't say
right?
you suck, but we're going to get a lot of testimonies because of all those people.
I reckon so, yes. Is that something bad?
That's a wonderful thing.
You're saying like it's something bad or something.
No, you're assuming now.
Well, then I'm taking that as a compliment, and thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Okay,
I love this one. she's very cool. The other question that you asked me, my next book I'm writing for the teens, that should be out in a couple of months. And the reason why I am is because I had a lot of teens between the ages of like 13 to 19, let's say, and they were on my website when I was doing the research, and they said, you know, you're writing for men, but I watched my dad grow up. I watched my mom not have the dad around. I watched my mom and dad fighting all the time. So hundreds of teens wrote me to say, I don't want to wait till it's too late. I don't want to wait till I'm an adult. I want to learn what these techniques are now in my formative years while I'm still a teen. So the next book is actually for the teen.
You just opened the door now. You just opened the door with that. You're writing a book on how teens can do this. Same techniques, right?
Same four principles,
basically?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
So now are you advocating, and I'm not saying you are, I'm just asking a question. Are you advocating the teen sex?
No.
With this?
No, I am not.
Trying to get a relationship-wise? How are you working that?
Yes, relationship-wise. I am not an advocate of breaking the law, and in most states, if you have sex before the age of 18, you are breaking the law. So, no, there's no way that I would advocate that.
And how old are these children again?
Still,
how old are they?
13 to 19. And their contention was, their stance was, you know, I watched my parents go at it, and they weren't so good.
So
I didn't
have a
good role model.
So you mean to tell me it's 13-year-olds that are going around reading your book?
They were around during the time that I was doing the research. And they said they were reading my blogs. I had a daily blog at that time as well. And they were saying, I don't want to wait till I'm adult because then I will have to unlearn bad habits. So I'd rather come out of the gate clean and know what to do the first time around, and that way I don't have to get rid of a bad habit later.
That was just the principles of treating people. You're talking about how to treat each other. Okay.
Yeah, exactly. You know, from a place of character and integrity and morals and what to look for. A lot of our teens today, they don't know how to differentiate a good person from a bad person. Unfortunately, today they flip on the TV, it's all sex. So they think you know, just because the guy has a big Johnson or a big car or a big house, that's all they care about. If I were to ask those teens, how would you evaluate a good person from a bad, they have no idea, most of these teens today. So it's a big gap in learning. They're not learning it at home, I guess.
Let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
Are you in America?
Am I what?
Are you in America?
Yeah, I'm in Los Angeles.
Oh, really? Okay, because I mean, you all right, you pretty much, you take in what you wrote for men, and now you're about to put in the concepts for kids. I mean, to me, my opinion, I think that's overstepping boundaries a little bit. Because when it comes to certain teachings for kids, I think that should be left to the parents.
Of course it should. But what if they're not getting the job done at home? Obviously,
but, you know,
kids
I mean, it's
all right.
Like my page, like me and Pheromone's page, our page is a mixture of poetry, and it also a mixture of erotic poetry. We do not allow no one under the age of 19.
18
on that page because
mm-hmm.
of what we have on it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we did that out of respect because we know young kids get into stuff like that. But
right.
The feed a teenager at the age of 13 seeing that, what concerns me is I have a teenager that's going on 13. And I don't want my girl learning some concepts over what everybody else thinks to conflict anything in her life, because what somebody else thinks may get her killed,
right,
or may get her raped or beaten on the side of the street because, oh, Steve Harvey said I should wait 90 days before I actually show my man some love,
mm-hmm.
or I should get married first before I decide to do something with my career. If she want to have a career at the age of 19, I'm going to bless my child. You know, I'm going to give my child as much love as long as it's something correct.
Mm-hmm.
Now, for other people else, kids, nah. I wouldn't even recommend
the information that the life skills that I'm teaching the kids have nothing to do with sex. Not a lot of sex at all.
It don't have to do anything with sex. Sex runs the world now. You see it every time you turn on TV. If I could stop my kids, and I have two girls, if I could stop my girls from watching TV, hey, they wouldn't have no TV.
Look at poor Miley Cyrus.
I know.
Yeah.
And guess what? She was raised with a good book, and, you know, she was actually raised in a very strict household. But, you know, she got out of the house, and look what happened to her.
After reading Steve Harvey's book, girl.
I'm going to leave that alone because you know how I feel about Steve Harvey's book. But anyway, Cotton, what do you think? Because you're being quiet now. I want to hear some more from you.
Is she still here?
She's still here. She's still
alive. It's primarily about life skills. It's not necessarily about relationships. It does have some issues on relationships, but not a lot. You're going to learn
years old
in
has
this
no
book
business being on your blog site saying reading anything because it does not apply to them.
It will be a separate blog site. I agree with you. It won't be on the blog site with the caveman formula.
No, but you said that they were on there, right?
I couldn't prevent them from being on there when I was doing my research. It wasn't my blog site. It was the blog site.
So did you respond to them? Did you respond to the children?
Some of them, not generally. And if I did respond to them, I would respond in a public way. Like I wouldn't name them specifically. It would always be anonymously. But if they would write in a question, I would post it anonymously on the blog. It would answer in a generic way.
I'd have responded, don't you have some homework to do? Kids do not have any business in grown folks' conversation, period. Let them be children as long as they can. Let the mom and dad, the aunt, the uncle, the grandmother, the, you know, be their role model and teach them if they're doing it in a positive way. What
Not all kids have that opportunity. Not all kids have that opportunity. I wish it were so, but apparently it's not the case.
The comments of 20,000 men.
Yeah.
And giving that information, allowing 13, 14, 15-year-old boys.
I don't know how they got on. They, for all I know, they used their dad's account. I don't know how they got on. I have no control if they're using someone else's account.
But the thing is this, though. You knew their age because you were talking to them and you still advocated with them.
Mm-hmm. Well, they told me what their age is. And they would say,
at that point, my parents didn't have a good... And I'm not judging you. You probably should have said, hey, you shouldn't be on here right now. I can't talk to you about that.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Yeah. Because you had 20,000 people, and you didn't need those 15,000 kids or however many it was, 500 kids or whatever. You didn't need them.
No, it wasn't that many.
So,
it was maybe like a dozen. Wasn't that many.
But you know what I'm saying. You could have just told those people, and I'm not trying to tell you how to do your research or anything like that, but, you know, when it comes to kids, that's why I said you were opening the door when you came to that, when you started talking about that. It's because when you start talking about 13-year-olds and all that and how they should be able to treat somebody and all this stuff, which is fine. I understand what you're trying to do, and it's not wrong what you're doing, but the thing is it's such a thin line on that. With the sex piece to that, you know, it's just too, you have to be careful. And I think that's what Soul is trying to say, and I think that's what everybody's trying to tell you. You know, if you're going to do that, you got to be kind of careful with that because, you know, I know you're going to do the research and you're thrilled about it and you're getting somewhere and you're doing some things, but, you know, my thing is you just got to be careful with that because people will come back and they will try to sue you, they'll try to do all kinds of things to you, saying that you make the kids doing things, you know, that they don't need to do because people really care about. Even if they're not doing the job for their kids, they feel like they should be the ones that's doing it. The school shouldn't be teaching them how to have sex and all that. Now, when I was growing up going to school, they had courses and stuff like that, in-school classes to teach you about hygiene and sex and stuff like that. But nowadays, you can't even do that stuff. Even though it's out there hard as it is, they don't want you to do that because the parents of the day are worried that they don't want their kids to learn it out there like that, but they're still not telling them either. So the kids are learning from porn or watching, getting on the websites like such as yours or anybody's, and they're trying to get the information as best way they can. So you don't want to be part of that is what I'm saying.
True.
I have a question.
And like
I say,
the teen book is not about sex at all. I mean, I guess you guys aren't hearing me. It's not about sex at all.
We hear that. We're not even talking about the book. We're talking about when you were talking to them on your doing the research. It's nothing to do with the book you're going to do. Go ahead with your question.
I have a question. So for your new book for the children... Are you going to interview them as well, extensively as you get to the men?
No.
So you're going to write a book for children, but you're not going to interview them.
Right.
Can I ask why you chose to go in that direction? Just curious, and nobody, like I said, I'm just curious. Why not interview the kids?
I guess the main crux was, you know, they didn't want to get into adulthood and unlearn bad habits. They wanted to know good habits, right from the get-go.
You had a question?
It addresses things like how to go on a job interview, how to prepare for a job, how to fill out an application. It addresses driving. It addresses etiquette while driving. It addresses, you know, how to travel, like out of state. I mean, none of these issues are sex issues. I mean, you guys are drawing the conclusion that they're sex
issues.
That sounds
really
interesting. They're not.
Okay, what's your question?
That sounds really interesting.
Go ahead. What's your question? You said you had a question.
I wanted to interject real quick. This is the champ, GPA. This is GPA.
All right.
Listen, hey, how's everybody doing? Sister, congratulations on your book. That new book sounds like it's real. I need to say something to Red Snapper. DV, what up, my man? I need to say something to Red Snapper real quick, and I'm going to get on out the way. So I apologize for my interruption. Red Snapper, let me just tell you something, brother. I appreciate you and your show. when somebody else wouldn't put me on, you put me on. I don't think you should stop your show. I think you should revamp, figure it out, you, DV, and Cotton, figure it out, man, because if not, if you take your show away, let me tell you what we're going to be left with. We're going to be left with a lot of shows where everybody gets on and they open mic shows. Nobody does interviews or interviewing the author and giving them a chance or forum. You do that and been doing that. I just wanted to tell you that because me and you are cool. And I've been on your show. For every book I got, I've been on your show. So I just wanted to say that. I didn't mean no harm or interruption to anybody. I got mad respect for World Sexy Radio. And I just wanted to express that. Thank y'all for letting me get that off. But think about that, man. Don't end your show. All right? I'm out.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Okay. Did everybody get their questions asked? Because I know we've been going back and forth. And I know the last piece of that was that she was saying that her book is more of an etiquette-type book on how to do more than just sexual things, but how to be a man or a woman, basically growing up from that age, coming up in how to drive, how to do this, how, you know, different things that she gave examples on. So now I have a different ideal on that. I mean, I have a different concept of what she's coming from with that. But my thing is, and I'm not sure, but is there anything that's already out there like that already, or is that the reason why you're coming with that?
I'm sure there are books for teens. You know, I can't worry about all that. I mean, before I release the book, I'll probably do the research and see what the competition is doing. But that doesn't stop me from teaching lessons personally, it took me maybe years and years and years to learn some of these lessons. And,
so what would
you know,
you
when
different
when
then?
I graduated
high really
school
had.
Or when I graduated college, I only wish that I had a mentor that would teach me some of these headaches. You know, it's like, I wish. It's like, you know, when you get your first job and you think, okay, you know, the person that signs my check or the person whose name is on the door, that's the most important person. But actually, it turns out in real life, that's not the most important person. So, I mean, little things like that, you would not know unless you've fallen on your face 1,000 times and had to learn by experience. So I wish I had a mentor teaching me some of these things early on. I mean, a lot of the book comes from my personal experiences, you know, and of what works and what doesn't work. I mean, it could speak to teenage awkwardness, that now you're in a new school and you're in a situation where you don't know anybody. It's a new school and, you know, how to, like, open up conversation, how to start new relationships. I mean, you know, being a teen is a very awkward age. There's a lot to learn.
So,
and, you know, addresses some of those lifelong issues. And I hope you're... Listeners don't get the misunderstanding that it's, you know, I'm teaching them about sex and, you know, erotic stuff and whatever.
No,
it's not that at all.
Well, let's get past that. Now, let me ask you this. I know you say you went to school. I don't know if you have your PhD or whatever, but what makes your experiences the right experiences that people should be reading about?
I'm not going to say that they're the right experience because that's sort of like, you know, it's an all or nothing kind of thing. It's my job. I'm a teacher. I'm an educator. It's my job to deliver the information, to deliver the education, and then it's up to the reader or the user to say, hey, this fits for me or it doesn't. It's not my place to say my way is the only way. I don't want to speak to it like that. It's like it's always at your discretion whether you want to pick up some of my tips or not. So what makes me more important than the next person with regard to this book?
Right.
Yeah. With regard to this book, you know, many, many men at first said, I'm not going to take instruction from a woman because what do you know about being a man? So I got a lot of, you know, pushback on that, which is fine. That's totally understandable. And then after they started doing my techniques, they would say, you know, why don't more women write about this subject? Because men are interested in this subject. Why don't more women? And it's because of what I said earlier, and this is what sets me apart from other women who might try to attempt to do the same thing. Most women don't talk straight. Most women don't talk male language, which is, you know, A to Z, A to Z. What's the bottom line? What's the fact? How do I get there? They're not that direct. They're afraid to be direct because most women see that confrontational. So a lot of times women will say, oh, we would love it if you cry at the movies, and oh, we would love it if you hold my purse at the mall, and you know, all these sorts of things that don't work. So I don't want, you know, I don't want men to be reading those sorts of things or listening to that sort of advice when at the end of the day, those techniques don't work. In fact,
okay.
A lot of the techniques backfire. So,
all right, so let me ask you this.
The thing that sets me apart is that I know how men think, and I know how they want the information delivered, and that's the way
okay.
that I've written the book.
So when just like when I try to talk to you, I can't get you to stop. I know you want to get it out. But anyway, is there an etiquette on the talking back and forth? Or I'm just wondering. But anyway, let me ask you this. What would you, if you had something to leave right now to the readers, the listeners right now that are listening on why they should get your book, what would you tell them right now?
A lot of men have issues with, they're awkward with women, or they've tried wine and dining them, it doesn't work, and they're still, you know, not putting out or not being responsive or not interested in the guy and whatever. So once and for all, and then if they listen to the media tells them you got to have a big Johnson, you got to have a big car, you got to have this, you got to have that, you got to have material things. I'm here to say none of those things work. I mean, they do work for a little while, but long range, they don't work. So the reason why the guy should pick up my book is four easy steps to getting the girl, any girl, anytime, whether it's for a one-night stand or for your forever girl, my tips work. So if they have any issues with trying to make it work, they should pick up my book. And a lot of guys today are making it work on some level. I call them players. So they're using some of the techniques, but they're liars. They're liars, they're cheaters, they're deceivers. So I'm going to teach you how to do it the real way, the honorable way, with integrity. So you don't need to resort to lying and deceiving to win the girl. You can do it. You can once and for all find out the real way on how it's done.
Wow. Well, we want to definitely thank you for coming on the show and explaining your book and what you want to do with it and why you wrote it. And if you would, right now, I'd like for you to just kind of tell people how they can get the book and where they can go. And if they want to get you for an interview or if they want to get you to do a book signing or come to their city and do a seminar, how can they get to you?
Absolutely. All the above. For the book itself, Amazon, the name of the book is The Caveman Formula. That's The Caveman Formula. If they would like one-on-one coaching, they would like to bring me in for a seminar, for an interview, or any other sorts of questions, you can go to my website or send me an email, info@themensadvocate.com. Themensadvocate.com.
Okay. So is there anything else you want to say before we prepare for you to, you know, we thank you, like I said, for calling in. I know you're in L.A. and you're behind us on time and stuff, so we thank you for that. I know you've been trying to get on, and I'm glad that you made it on before. Like I said, we don't know if the show is going to go forth from this point, so we're going to have to talk about that. But anyway, we thank you for coming on. And is there any
thank
other questions
you.
From anybody else before you go? I want to ask if there's any other questions of anyone else before she goes.
No, I just want to say it was very interesting. Her concept was very interesting. So thank you for enlightening me tonight.
Thank you. I appreciate it. And to some of your other callers, you know, sometimes what I say is very abrupt and very brash and in your face. And to those people, I would say, pick up and read, you know, a chapter even. And let it soak in, because what I'm saying is brash. It is revolutionary. And, you know, you might be taken aback the first time you read it, you know, but after a day or two, it will sink in. And it will make sense.
Is the book also electronic? Do you have electronic? You have a Kindle version of it out there as well?
Yes.
And you said there's audio too, right?
Yeah, the Kindle has a new feature called text to speech, and it's a teeny bit difficult to use. If they get stuck, they can send me an email. I have like a cheat sheet that you can use that you can convert it. It's free. It's called text to speech, and it will you'll put it on your device. You can upload the book to your smartphone, to your tablet, to your Kindle or your PC, and then you just plug in your headphones, use the feature, and away you go. You can just listen to it.
Okay, well,
and you don't have to have a Kindle. You can upload it to the smartphone if you want. So
right.
Yeah, it's pretty good. So
okay.
I realize that a lot of the women sometimes take affront to what I'm saying. They sometimes, you know, are offended by what I'm saying. It's perfectly normal. You know, I ask that you don't believe me and just go ahead and be that way, but just go ahead and read like a little bit of it and let it soak in for a couple of days. I think you'll change your mind. In fact, I know you'll change your mind.
All right, well, thank you very much for coming on the show, and everybody else, I don't want you to go yet, but we thank you very much for coming on, and I'm going to go ahead and let
you
go because I know you got other things to do, and keep up with me. You know, the show might still be around. We don't know. We got to see. But I'm going to give it a week because I'm going on a cruise on Friday, so I'm going to give myself a chance to unwind for about a week, and then we'll decide whether we're going to continue on. But thank you very much for coming on.
Thank you. I appreciate the opportunity, and I hope our paths cross again real soon.
Okay. Now, everybody else, y'all stay here because I want to continue to talk with you guys, okay? Now, we are here, and your comments, Nikki, I'm sorry I didn't give you as much time as I would like to, but I want to give you more time now. We got about 19 minutes. I'm sorry. Was there anything else that you wanted to put out?
No.
Huh?
I thoroughly enjoyed myself tonight. This conversation has been very interesting, needless to say. I just want to tell you thank you for allowing me to come on the show. You know, I'm hoping that this will not be the show, you know. Like I said, if I can help in any way, just let me know and I will do it, you know, because, you know, we are friends and I want to help you any way I can. And I'm hoping that the show does not come to an end. I hope when you come back from your vacation, all, you know, rejuvenated and everything, you guys, you know, we'll be back on the air.
Okay. Well, we hope that's the case as well. And I just wanted to say thank you, Cotton, for coming on. I'm so glad you're here because you always come with that. I'm glad you came for this one. Because I knew that this was your subject. I knew you were going to be on it. So I was glad. And also want to thank the other two people that were here, the poets that were here. I think it was Soul, and I can't remember what the lady's name was. I thank you all as well for being here. And, you know, I thank you, GPA, for coming on and saying what you said about keeping the show on. And like I said, my goal is to be different than everybody else. But, you know, the only reason why I'm even considering not doing the show anymore is because it takes money. I may have to start doing some advertising and stuff like that to get that to go. But it also takes money to run. It also takes people that's going to say they're going to be on the show to please do that. And I think we got DV right now, I think, that's on the line. Is this you, DV?
Yeah, it's me, man.
All right, glad that you can make it. I know you're at work, and glad that you can say something on the line. But like I was saying, you know, I had put out earlier that the show was, this will be the last show. But like I said, let me take some time on my little vacation to see what I'm going to do about this. We may have to just regroup, come up with a different way of how we want to continue with this, because the show, people love the show, and we get to talk to people and let them be themselves on here. So we'll have to think about that. We'll definitely have to think about that. And what do you got to say, DB?
I got a chance to listen to the back end of the show, tried to call in the line before, and I was like, damn, ain't that some shit.
But, yeah, I know.
You know, but I didn't want to, you know, not be on the final show if this is the final show, you know what I'm saying? I at least want to
right.
a bit of a farewell, and, you know, it's been, you know, contributed to two and a half years of my life, so.
Right.
Then, you know, it sailing to the sunset is, you know, is a sad affair. If that, you know, what it comes down to. So I didn't want to, for this to be the last show and my voice not be a part of it. You know,
I know that's right. And
you know what I'm saying? You know,
I'm glad she called too.
So, you know, I kind of wanted to be there with you guys if this was goodbye.
You know, something like I said, man, I just want to say this. I know I put what I put out there, but what I'm going to do is I'm going to really look at this while I'm on the beach, and I'm going to think about it,
And I'm going to get back with you guys when I come back and find out what we can do to continue, if that's the case. But right now, like I said, you know, I had to do it that way because I felt like I was at a stagnant point and I was losing you two guys because, you know, the show has evolved from just me doing it when I first started 4 years ago to you guys being a part. And I just feel like I don't know if I can do the show without you two because you two have been such a dramatic piece to this. You know, this has been 4 years of my life. As you said, 2.5 of yours. This has been 4 years of my life, and one of the first people to interview on my show was Cotton. So, you know, I just don't know. I mean, this is a big thing to me. And I really don't want it to end. But, you know, we just got to really look at how it's going to go. So those people who are interested that are listening, if you want us to stay on, maybe just inbox me and let me know why you think we should stay and if you want us to. You know, because a lot of times we have people that call in and say they want to be, they beg me to come on the show, and then they don't show up. You know, there's a lot of that going on, just different things. And it's probably me to a point as well. I'm not saying it's just them. But we do want to regroup and revamp maybe and come back stronger if we do. Because I don't want to end it. I mean, I don't know what I'm going to do on Mondays. I'm so used to doing this show.
Well, I think you should ask the two co-hosts off the air some pointers and tips of how the show could get better.
Definitely will do that. Definitely will do that. And, you know, what really got me about even doing that was when I got a call from my brother yesterday, and he told me that his schedule had changed and he couldn't do it anymore. That just and I know that you're doing things. You guys have careers. You have your literary careers as well that you're doing. You know, and I don't want to just be holding you back for the things that you have to do. So we're gonna get together offline and talk about this and decide what we're gonna do, and then we're gonna let people know where we stand. All right. So that's what we're gonna do, and I appreciate you all for being here. And calling in, and all the fans, all the guests, everybody who's been on the show, everybody who's been repeatedly on the show, those who don't like the show, I thank you too. You know, those who complain about this goddamn show, I thank your ass too. So, you know, it's just what it is.
Thanks for listening.
You know, I'm not, but I'm just saying, you know, it's everybody. We're going to do what we got to do and try to keep it going. And, you know, just tell people, you know, if they want to ask, you know, if you want to ask, what do you think? Should we keep it or not? And we'll go from there. So on that, I'm going to end it a little early tonight. But before I do, I want to ask you guys, I mean, just say what you have to say. Cotton, I know you got some things to say. Please say them, please.
What say it? Is she not on the phone this morning?
Say what?
Stay hung up.
They gone. You can say whatever you want. She's gone.
Oh, no. I was just going to say I appreciate her being on the show and having my back. But I wanted to say that I don't like I'm the softest spoken person on the phone. So I get cut off a lot.
I cut you off a lot.
Like,
is it because people, they start talking over you? Is that what it is? They start talking over you?
Every single time. You do it, and they do it.
You know, I was trying to control this shit. Because it was going out of control, and I didn't have no wish. And let's be honest. She was talking like a motherfucker. I was trying to get her ass to shut up.
She was long, very long winded.
Yeah, I'm not going to send her this interview. But anyway, she was.
She was long winded.
She was talking like a motherfucker. Yeah. You know. She's one of a few white people we've had on the show. She's like one of three.
Wait a minute, she was white?
And, yeah, she was white. Yeah. Yeah. She was one of three. That's why, girl, asked her, how can you talk about black men and shit? You ain't no black woman.
Oh,
she
might
have some brothers.
Hey, all that
she
might
have some brothers.
All that matters is experience.
Exactly, I know that. But anyway. I love y'all, man. I want to say that on the air. I want everybody to understand that I do love y'all. We talk shit to each other. We cuss each other out. We talk shit to each other, whatever. We getting pissed. Cotton get mad at us because we cut her off. All that shit.
That's right.
I love y'all. I love you motherfuckers. I do.
DV, I ain't never seen you, man. I have never seen this guy in person yet. And he's my brother. I mean, I got to make that. And I might be going back to Texas, so if I do, I'm definitely going to have to make that trip. If I got to come down there for a day, a couple of hours to see you, man, I'm going to have to do that.
Man.
You know what I'm saying? It's just, I'm tired of not knowing your face. Yes. Okay? And I had Miss Shamor. She came to see me when I was in Dallas. And seeing her in person and all that. So, yeah. But anyway, I thank all of y'all for everything that y'all have done and all the support. And I'm going to continue to support y'all, whether the show stay on or not. But I think it's going to be around. We just got to work on it. But there's no show next week, so I'm going to be.
I don't think you should end it because there is no other word sexy radio like.
No.
I just think that we need to revamp, like you said, and come up with better strategy to get people to the show and make sure that they actually show up for the interview.
This is how you do that. Listen, repeat this to them. This is how you do that. This is how you do this, Ray Red. This is how you do this when you got guests. And this guarantees they're coming, and this guarantees they're paying for what you got to pay for. Have somebody, have them donate like $5 to be on the show. Have them donate $5 through the PayPal to be on the show. You got two hours. So, hey, okay, yeah, you two guests. I don't know what it is that run the thing, but hey, that helps toward that helps toward what you say? That helps toward.
Yeah.
So I'm like, yeah.
Right. And I'm gonna start doing advertisements too, where they people pay for those. I'm gonna start doing that as well. So there's ways we're gonna get this going. But let me go on this trip. I'm going to Jamaica this week for my birthday, so I'm going to do that. When I get back, we're going to come back.
Hey,
yeah,
I'm
sorry.
You're going to be dark skin when you come back.
I'm going to be dark skin when I come back. Yeah. When I come back, I'm going to be fucking dark. Maybe I'll get some pussy then. Anyway.
Well, Grant.
You can't get in Jamaica. You just ain't going to get in.
You ain't lying, because when I went to the Bahamas last year, hell yeah. Anyway, I thank you all. I love y'all. Y'all just don't know, boy. We gotta keep this show going.
Too red.
Yeah. So we gotta definitely keep this damn thing going, cause you know. And I'm glad that she was on the show, cause that shit kind of motivated me. I had some people in the chat room saying that this is the worst sexy radio we know. That's what they said. So we do have to come up with a way to keep this going.
Hey, I'm going to tell y'all, like, the fact that she stood her ground and she was white, she got my respect.
Right.
I ain't
gonna
lie, she was black. You know,
she was a white woman. You can tell the voice? She asked to come on the show 4 months ago.
Hey.
And kept coming back to me saying, please, am I going to get to come on your show? And I, you know, she called me today. She was in a hurry. Talking about she tried to come on at 6 o'clock today.
For real.
Yeah.
Like, I may just look at this book just because, like, it's not often you get a white person to come on to a show that's generally black and converse with black people about black people. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You got respect for me. I'm sorry. You know, some of y'all may not like that.
Even though she was getting dogged by an old girl, what's her name? I don't know. What's the poet's name? She was dogging her, but she held her ground. I have to say, she said, I'm not trying to disrespect you and everything, but I had to give her that.
I was like, what did I say in the chat?
Cotton was on her ass. I ain't gonna lie. Cotton was on her, but she stood.
Before
she stood.
When
she
was
on her ass.
Before I could call, I was in the chat room and I was basically telling Red, I was like, look, you know, I basically said to Red, she got my respect. No matter what people throw at her, you know, she has her point. And she has her beliefs, and she basically put it down in the book. And I said, I respect that. I had no idea that she was white. So, I mean, like I said, the simple fact is, you know, she came on the show, which she was, you know, with an opinion that was going to get lambasted. You know, it was an unpopular opinion, and she held fast her belief. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I'm
not trying to change it. Yeah, I respect that. But I got Nikki still on here, Nikki Urban. Did you tell people how to get your book and all that stuff?
I did. I could say it again. You can get any of my books, which is Contagious, Damaged Goods, or Jay's Diary. You get it from Amazon.com. You get it from BarnesandNoble.com. And also for a signed autograph copy, you go to my website at DiamondStoneProductions.net. That's DiamondStoneProductions.net, and I'd be more than happy to sign a book for you and mail it off to you via the mail.
Okay. Totten, you got a book out. Just talk about it. Just tell them how they can get it real quick. We got about 5 minutes. You still there?
Who are you talking to?
You. Totten.
Oh, hey. You can find me at softspokenpoets.com. You can find me on Amazon. And right now, Seduction Slips is on Kindle for a really, really low price, so you can get it there. And don't forget to write a review. I'll be in Columbus, Ohio, September 13th for an erotic show. So.
All right. GPA, go ahead.
Yo.
Go ahead, yeah. GPA. Tell them how to get your book.
www.iblowyourmind.net. And if you go to Amazon, you know, I got 51 reviews. And 37 of them, 38 of them, something like that, a 5-star, the rest a 4-star. It's the real deal. Red, thank you much, man. I appreciate you. As soon as you come back from
no
your
problem,
trip getting dark skin, I'm going to be the first guest on. I'm paying my $5, $10, whatever I got to pay to get on. I want to be on, and we're going to get it on. We're going to get it on and pop it, man. Love y'all.
Not a problem.
I don't know, man. I don't
the
want
roster is empty, so there is no reason why you can't fucking come on the show because I don't have no guests lined up. So guess what? You'll be on there. We'll let you know. All right.
That's what
so we're going to go ahead.
That's what I'm talking about.
We're going to go ahead and
love y'all,
there
man.
You go.
Be good. Enjoy your trip, man.
Love you. And I will.
Yeah,
I'm going to cut it. I will. I definitely will. Thank you, Nikki, for coming on.
We're going to call him Red Snap.
And everybody.
Red Lobster.
And I want to be back. I want to be back.
All right. And DV, thanks for coming in. Calling in, baby.
Anytime, man. Anytime.
All right.
Hey, you heard what I said, man.
Have a good night, everybody.
All right.
I'm
Thank you.